Hey, podcast listeners, this month we're asking you to help spread the word about great podcasts. So think of someone in your life, tell them about a podcast you think they'd really like, and if they don't know how to listen to podcasts, offer to show them. Tell us what show you recommended with the hashtag TryPod. That's T-R-Y pod. I know, I wish I thought of that. And thanks for spreading the word. Next weekend, the airport runway will take on whole new meaning as it will be center stage for the fashion show. It's a benefit for Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, and Melissa O'Brien is organizing the event. She's here to talk to us about how she and her team are coming at this fashion show from an artistic angle. Melissa, welcome.
Thanks, Mary.
So on the Facebook invite, it says the fashion show is a multicultural expression of the arts where fashion, rhythm, and performance come together. Take us behind the scenes.
I can't wait to see what the audience's faces look like when they see what we've done. The only thing we don't have is flamethrowers. And we don't have lions.
Yet.
That could be 2018.
And Melissa, I understand this won't be like a traditional fashion show where the models will wear local designers' clothes and they'll walk down a runway and turn and wave. But that instead, it's both traditional looks that represent the home countries of the new Americans and also looks by local designers and stores. And that it's choreographed more like a performance than just a traditional fashion show. Are you a dancer? Did you do the choreography?
I'm not a dancer. So one of our board members, Heidi Tappan, is the artistic director of the show. And that's all she does. She is a choreographer. And so it's a movement show that's fully choreographed. It opens with a really intense, meaningful poem read by a refugee. But there's movement, very intentional movement around him. And then we have drummers, Afrika Jimono drummers, that if you're not moving, you can't hear them because they came to one of our rehearsals and I felt like I was the drum. And then we have fashion from local retailers and local designers on all the models.
Yeah. What's different about the role that fashion and even everyday clothing plays in these cultures from the models that are in the fashion show?
Fashion is so much more important on a multidimensional level for the new Americans than it is, I think, for some American-born. Mm-hmm. For them, it is a full cultural celebration. Fashion is one of the only ways that they can hold on to the culture of their home country.
And so you have all these local designers and stores who are in the show. They're showing their fashions. And you have several models from lots of different countries, some of whom follow different religions and who choose to follow religious conformities about their dress and their fashion. Can you talk about that?
So in a lot of cultures, because of their religion, women are not allowed to expose certain parts of their bodies. There are religions that are represented in the show in the new American models that can't bear their arms and can't bear above their knee. The show is just as much about all of the local retailers and the local designers that we're representing as it is about the individual models that are in the show. And so I work with the stores and I say, okay, you have a model that because of her religious beliefs has these limitations. And the stores love learning about that. How are they going to learn about that? So then the models get to go in and it's this journey that everybody is on. And then the end result is something that everybody can celebrate and feel excited about.
So tell us more about the location of the fashion show that's coming up next weekend.
It's at Burlington International Airport. It's on the mezzanine. We have a lot of men this year. I learned from meeting with Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program that the Congolese men take fashion to a whole new level. It is a complete celebration. So we have lots of countries from Africa that are represented. We have the local musical group called A2VT in the show as models. And then we get the rare treat of a live performance after the fashion show where they will, I just found out, they'll debut their brand new single. And we have people in the show that just recently arrived. We have people that have been here for a little while. It's this very unique, heartwarming collaboration. 100% of the money stays in Vermont and will go to Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program to the programming services that are needed to support the refugees and the immigrants that are in Vermont. Not everybody wants to be a professional nonprofit fundraiser in their life, but this is just where I'm supposed to be. So being a native Vermonter, and I went to the South Burlington school system back then, and maybe even still now, we were the whitest state in the country. You grow up not really globally aware of what's happening in the world. Maybe you know about Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. Maybe you don't. But this is a really safe way to get a little closer to a cause that's in your backyard that you can tangibly make a difference for the better and educate yourself and your family while having fun.
Melissa, thanks so much for coming in and telling us more.
Thanks, Mary.
That's Melissa O'Brien. She is organizing the Fashion Show 2017 to benefit Vermont Refugee Resettlement. The event is Saturday, March 18th, beginning at 6:30 at Burlington International Airport. Find out more at vpr.net.